Hi, I'm Jeff Bertoft.
And I'm Kirill Sexenov.
And this is Myth-Busting Hosted Web Apps. Myth number 6, hosted web apps can't run in the background.
I don't buy that.
So apps running in the background are pretty important when you're on devices like a mobile phone, when you only have a small screen and you're switching back and forth. So hosted web apps can absolutely run in the background. They can run audio, they can respond to system events, and even timers whenever they periodically come online to make some kind of check or something. This allows them to handle push notifications and do other notifications like live tiles, and it's actually pretty easy to set up.
So this means that the user is always engaged with your app, whether they keep on listening audio when not interacting with the UI, or getting a push notification to tell them that there's 10% off going on in your store.
That's right. And it's a big difference from the web, because with the web, you're either on your web page or you're not. This is a way to bring them back in. Now, I have a pretty simple sample here, and it contains two different files. One of them is on my web server. The other one is inside my package. Now, I have a copy of the one on my web server here so we can see it. And what I'm actually doing here is I'm setting a event, a background event. I'm registering it so that my app knows, or my system knows, that this app is going to fire a background event. And this particular event that I'm subscribing to, we'll see right here, is actually a time zone change. So I change the time zone and that'll fire.
Where do you handle this time zone change? Is this another JavaScript file that's in your package?
So once that event is fired when it's offline, my package has a JavaScript file in it that's going to run. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm really doing is I'm telling it, my system event, to run this specific background.js file. And then background.js is going to fire a notification.
So it's just another JavaScript file, just like the one that's sitting on your server, except you have to include it in the package during publication.
That's right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and run this. So the first thing that we see is if I go back into Visual Studio in my lifecycle, I have a background task that I can test, and you'll see it appear right there. Now this actually, let's go ahead and stop this application. This app is subscribed to that event, so I can actually go into my settings and I'll find my change date and time. Let's go to a different time zone.
There it is. The background task was listening for that trigger. When he changed his time zone, the notification popped.
That's right. So running in the background. Number 6, hosted web apps can't run in background. I think that this myth is
busted.
Thanks for watching. For more information, go to aka.ms/hwamythbusting.